tell me what to do. I've always listened to you. What is left to lose? Nothing left to lose. What is left to lose? Nothing left to lose.
That, everyone, concludes the new and newer music show this week. This is actually my last week of doing this. I'm not going to be on the air over the summer, but I'll be back in the fall playing more new music for you. Okay, what do we hear? The newest from the New Pornographers, that was Really, Really Light. Everything But the Girl, Nothing Left to Lose, Yola Tengo with Acetylstein, and anything by Frankie Rose. And stay tuned for Quartz and Session. Eric's going to be playing some music for you. And have a great summer. Bye.
Do you know me? Of course you do. Though maybe you haven't seen me in a little while. I'm that drum beat coming through your car radio. And I'm that thumping bass that drags you along with the rhythm. I'm that part of music that makes you wanna dance. Gospel song issuing forth from a Sunday morning church house. Out of a backstreet honky-tonk. I draw my nourishment from the teeming streets of New York City, the lonely grain-covered plains of Minnesota, from cabaret and camp meeting, bayou and beer joint, good times and ghettos. I was born in the houses of New Orleans and traveled up the river on the northbound paddle wheelers. I was nurtured in the Mississippi Delta when the seeds of the blues sprang forth from the rich black soil. I was there when Elvis learned to sing, when B.B. got his first guitar. I'm black and white and smooth and rough and hard and soft. I'm the roots of American music, and I'm always there just below the surface. And when the chaff of trend and fad is swept aside, I'm exposed again. Strong, pulsating, and very much alive. The winds of change may blow the tree away, but the roots remain. Then, now, and until the end.
Quartzin Session, the defender of the faith, the defender of the gates, your host, Eric Jackson Lurie.
Good evening, Pittsburgh. You're listening to WRCT 88.3 FM, streaming online at WRCT.org, WWRO, Kibler, California, 103.3 FM, Time Travel Radio. I'm your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, and this is Courts in Session, heard here every Thursday night from 8 to 10:30. Rock and roll, country, and soul coming your way for the next 2.5 hours. Tonight's support comes from Sidecar Bakery in North Oakland. Whether you're looking for a casual place to study or a great place to meet friends, they are here for you. Always serving scratch-made pastries, a full coffee bar, and six packs to go in a cozy cafe setting. Open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sunday. Sidecar Bakery, our sponsor for the first hour of tonight's show. So guys, we've got a great big old night tonight. You're not going to want to turn that dial because great stuff coming your way. As you probably heard the sad news, the great Gordon Lightfoot has passed on to the other side. We're going to close tonight's show with a nice long set of your requests for Gordon Lightfoot. Make them deep cuts, deeper the better. We'll leave the hits for the other stations. All those classic Gordon Lightfoot songs that you love and hold dear, give me a call here at the station at 412-268-9728, 412-268-WRCT. And I'm going to make a list and we're going to play them closing out tonight's show, celebrating the life and the legacy of Gordon Lightfoot. And starting in the opening hour tonight, a little bit later in tonight's show, we're going to have legendary rock and roll guitarist Steve Morse. He is on everybody's top 10 list worldwide, starting off in the Dixie Dregs, then to Kansas, then 28 years in Deep Purple, replacing Ritchie Blackmore. Steve is going to join me before 9 o'clock and is going to be talking about a concert that he's going to be performing right here in Pittsburgh. So you want to keep it locked in right here at 88.3 FM. So let's kick it off going back to 1978 with Ian McLagan with a couple Rolling Stones on guitars in the background. Let's do it, Pittsburgh. This is La Di Da.
Knuckle sandwich. like the way the line runs up the back of the stocking. But I always had a thing for those high-heel shoes.
Nah, nah, don't take them off. Come over here.
Just a little more to the right.
Okay, guys, this is brand new from Linda Gail Lewis with a little help from a stray cat. This is Down the Line. It's brand new from Little Sister of the Killer, Jerry Lee Lewis. That was Linda Gail Lewis with her brand new upcoming release. It's going to be called Tribute to Jerry Lee Lewis, Down the Line, covering Jerry Lee Lewis tunes and a whole bunch of rockabilly, rock and roll all-stars on that album. It's coming out soon. Down the Line was the name of that tune. I'm your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. This is Courts in Session, and I am so glad to be here in the cockpit, behind the console, got the turntables spinning, All is well with the world, and I hope it's that way in your household as well. We start tonight's show off with Ian McLagan. If you're scratching your head saying, where do I know that name from? Well, Ian was an original member, keyboardist, singer of the Small Faces. And then when Rod Stewart and the band, Rod joined and the band morphed, he stayed into the Faces. And then was a member of the Rolling Stones for a number of years on tour. And then spent a lot of time touring with Bob Dylan. Ian McLagan, la-dee-da. After that, Gary Moore, Once in a Lifetime. What a great track that was. The latest from Diamond David Lee Roth, a re-recording of the great Van Halen tune, Everybody Wants Some. Sound a little different? Yeah, it did. Sounded good? Yeah, it did. And then Linda Gail Lewis, latest from her. So, you know, taking care of a loved one can lead to plenty of questions. Fortunately, there's a place to get answers for them and for you. You can find articles, tips, and tools from experts and fellow caregivers who have been in your place. Visit AARP's Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by the AARP and your friends here at WRCT. So I'm starting to get requests for Gordon Lightfoot. Give me a call here at 412-268-9728. 412-268-WRCT. Tell me your favorite Gordon Lightfoot tune. We're going to celebrate his legacy closing out tonight's show. And we're going to have a lot of fun doing that. And you want to keep it right here because coming up, we're going to have Steve Morse from Deep Purple joining us on the radio. That's going to be a lot of fun. Let's get to some new music from a band that's new to Quartz in Session. This band is called Fever Dog, and actually one of our listeners called in and turned me on to the band. They're a 2023 glam rock band, and I really like what I've heard. You give it a listen, and you tell me what you think. New from Fever Dog, this is We Want Action.
Child cruising through the city. when you get into me, like I'm so in you. I can't get to nothing else. I am so into you, baby. I can't get to nothing else. No, no, no.
Cheap this one is.
That's a counterfeit.
So what?
So what? Your skin lotion could have something scary in it, like antifreeze or other poisons. It could even be urine and mouse droppings you're rubbing all over your skin, and you wouldn't even know it.
No way. That's creepy and sick.
Yeah, that's why we need to know what's inside.
To find out more about how counterfeits can cause real harm to you and your family, visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
These are the sounds of a dinner. A dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America. 200 food banks strong.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Oh, I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Guardian of the Waves.
Boxster, and I'm interrupting this wonderfully curated program to tell you about my show, Viva La Mock, which happens Friday nights on WRCT. Now, we all know that your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, plays great stuff like Blue Oyster Cult on his Thursday night show, but I wanted to let you know that I, too, have been known to play Blue Oyster Cult, but I've also been known to play songs by Blue Rodeo, the Blue Aeroplanes, the Blueberries, Blue Cheer, and the Blue Runners. Yeah, tune in and hear for yourself. That's Viva La Mock Friday nights at 9 on WRCT 88.3 FM in Pittsburgh and streaming worldwide at WRCT.org. It will blow your mind.
Guardian of the waves, the defender of the faith.
Jackson Session with your host, Eric Jackson Lurie.
Sits all alone with his head down on the throne and he's crying. The court had stood him up until they've had enough of his crying. It's
Let's go.
That's the latest from the Guess Who. And we'll make a little announcement tonight. In 2 weeks, we're going to have Derek Sharp and Gary Peterson, original drummer and lead singer from the Guess Who, joining in on Quartz in Session. They are written in ink in the book, and I'm really looking forward to it. New Guess Who 2023, new music from classic artists you're not going to hear anywhere else on the radio but WRCT. A track was called The King. I'm your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. Thank you so much for tuning in. You know, understanding your finances is a key to a strong financial future, and good financial decisions don't have to be big or overwhelming. Little things like putting money into a savings account every paycheck or paying down your credit card each month can go a long way to getting you on the right financial track. So don't be the one who makes bad decisions and gets left behind. Visit feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org for tools and tips to get started on the path to financial stability. This message is brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs, WRCT, and your friendly EJL. So you don't want to go anywhere because we've got Steve Morse of Deep Purple joining me really soon. Keep it right here on 88.3 FM. As a matter of fact, let's play some Kansas with Steve Morse right now.
All right. I can't believe this is the second show here. It's got the energy of a first show, and that's a good thing. Let me tell you about this next song. Well, it's actually a tune, not a song. On the new Kansas album, In the Spirit of Things, we have a short instrumental piece that I played basically on acoustic guitar. I'd like to play that for you. It's about a friend of mine who helped me a lot with the music and getting started. His name is T.O. Witcher.
Thank you. hear this guy one more time.
WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, WWRO Kibler, California, 103.3 FM, Time Travel Radio. And you just heard two live tracks from Deep Purple with, of course, Smoke on the Water from their latest release, The Infinite B-Sides, and Live Kansas with T.O. Witcher, both featuring legendary guitarist Steve Morse. Steve's got the Steve Morse Band back together. They are coming to Pittsburgh to the Oaks Theater Friday, May 26th. And it's my great pleasure to announce that we've got Steve on the phone with us tonight. Steve, welcome to Courts in Session.
Courts in Session, I love it. Thank you. Steve Morse here. And thanks everybody for the support all these years. And thanks for listening.
Well, Steve, you got to tell us about this upcoming tour. I think the last time that you were in Pittsburgh, and I know when it was because I was there, you came with Alice Cooper and Edgar Winter in a huge venue. The Oaks is this beautiful, intimate theater. Tell us about this tour and how fans are going to get to see you up close and personal.
Well, I just had a very big career change. Since I learned of my wife's cancer, and I just said to the guys in Purple, I can't do any more long tours. I can't do it. And, you know, that they wanted to keep doing it. So we said our goodbyes. And I learned that Dave LaRue and Van Romaine from, you know, the original Steve Morse band, well, you know, the most well-toured version of it, and the latest version of it since, well, the 90s, that they were ready to go out on the road, you know, in kind of a limited fashion. And so I said, well, I just don't want to be gone for long, and but I want to kind of regularly have something to look forward to, some kind of, you know, some shows that we could, you know, play music we love for people we love, you know, and it's been working out really exactly like I hoped it would. And we're doing a collection of music from the early and late, stuff that I've written for this trio. And also, the other night we played three Drake's tunes that happen to fit well into the trio format. A lot of people don't know that the early Dixie Dregs was a trio. You know, it was Andy West and I and several different drummers that we had back in the old days. We had a keyboards next, made a four-piece. Then, when we went to University of Miami, we added violin with Alan Sloan. And so there's been a lot of different versions of the band. And So some of the material works well as a trio since it has its roots there.
Well, that is terrific. It sounds like it's going to be just an amazing show. Now, will you be pulling on a lot of your solo material from over the years in addition to Dixie Dregg's music?
Yes, yes. And in fact, what we did the other night, and we might be doing there at the Oaks Theater, depending on whether or not there's an opening act, is if there's no opening act, then we do a two-part show with intermission in between. And when we come back on the second half, I have some classical guitar duets, written for Dave LaRue and I. And that's a great way to, you know, start the second half, and then it builds up from there. It, you know, it does get louder, but, you know, the sound man's under instructions to make it sound good, but not too loud. And nothing's, you know, sticking out that's obnoxious. We want people to enjoy it and have a, you know, sit down, relaxing, but inspiring experience with the, you know, a big variety of music. You know, we do the rock stuff, some, you know, sort of jazzy ballads and things that are hard to classify, like Night in His Flight from the Dregs.
And wow.
Then we do some, we do a tune that can only be described as sort of Nashville bluegrass. And it's just for variety's sake. I've always thought that the audiences can stand a lot more variety than the music business gives them credit for.
Where you're right there.
DJ, you know that.
Absolutely. Well, this sounds terrific. And I got to tell you what, Steve, you're talking right up my alley. Intermission, where I can hit the beer line, and then extra Steve Morse band with if there's no opening act. I like it. What the, you know, in today's age that a lot of the bands are still acting as if we're under a pandemic, will you be coming out? Is there any meet and greet for the fans who are thrilled that they're going to get to see you in such an intimate setting?
Yeah, normally what we've done the last tour was right after the show. Well, I actually announced this is right before we leave the stage. We're going to go scarf down our after show food and rush out to meet anybody that's still hanging out, you know, by the merch booth and sign stuff. And, you know, we get a good interaction and a good read on the people that are coming to the shows. And it's invariably been positive and very, very good for me, you know, to just, I don't know, just bask in a situation I haven't had for a while. You know, I've been with Purple 28 years, and before that with Kansas for 5 years. So these are people that really intimately know the music that I've written over decades and decades and decades. And it's really a nice, it's a nice way to start this career shift.
Well, that is terrific. Talking with Steve Morse, you know Steve Morse from the Dixie Dregs, from Kansas, from Deep Purple. He's got the Steve Morse Band back together, coming to the Oaks Theater May 26th. That's a Friday night. So, Steve, let's play something. Let's play something on the radio right now. We played a track of yours last week in announcing that you're going to be coming on the air. This track is from the Steve Morse Band. This is called Name Dropping, WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. We'll be right back. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. You just heard name dropping from the Steve Morse Band. And we've got Steve on the phone with us tonight. He's coming to the Oaks Theater May 26th, Friday, May 26th, here in Pittsburgh. It's going to be a terrific show. You know, Steve, from the Dixie Dregs to Kansas to Deep Purple, you know,